as if you don't have enough to worry about. Let me give you one more thing while you're sitting at home and trying to do your work. For those of you that are working from home, you know, the most popular laptop in America is the Lenovo. It's Chinese. And when you're working from home, you don't have the protections, the security protections, the internet protections you would have at the office, generally speaking. Means your computers are open to more access. Giving people that think there's a security concern with China more concerns, not less. Perfect storm for China. They unveil the virus. It goes worldwide. People are forced to go home with their laptops. And voila. It's more open. Are we there, Alex? All right. Well, my next guest is here. Roslyn Layton, co-creator of the ChinaTechThreat.com, to talk more about this. Roslyn, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Steve.
Always good to have you here. All right, so I didn't think about this, and it's not like I need something else to worry about, but hell, we're in a pandemic. We might as well get it all on the table. And that is home security. All these people home working, right? The most popular laptop in America, the Lenovo, because it's cheap. And it also means that the security you would have at the office isn't there. What kind of potential threat is there?
Well, you know, one thing I think people can imagine is a kill switch. You know, any piece of technology has a kill switch, so the, you know, the maker of that can, from a remote location, force a shutoff or a kind of a force operation to shut it down or to make it destruct or something like that. So, you know, a kill switch is one option. And in that case, something could be generated from the Chinese government. It could be targeted. It could be random. You know, that's one area. The other part is the laws of China allow it to confiscate any data collected on Chinese-made devices. To me, that's even more chilling because it's something you might never notice. It's just that any Chinese-owned firm has to turn over data at will, at the government's will. So those are kind of two particular issues. There are more, but those are the ones that come to the top of mind.
Well, I pulled up a map here that shows the states that have contracts with banned Chinese tech manufacturers. I mean, we all know about Huawei. We've got that. But 42 states, at least, have contracts with Lenovo, Lexmark, others that would be considered risk to do business with, to say the least, and banned in other ways. And so you say a kill switch is available. Let me ask you about this. My laptop, an Apple, also manufactured in China, what risks do the Apple users have?
Well, so in this case, what we know about Apple was their cloud services. In order to do business in China, Apple had to agree to set up servers and keep, you know, data of Chinese people in China. But it kind of made a deal with the devil, if you will. Now, I wouldn't necessarily, your Apple would, you know, I'm less concerned about the Apple device when it, with regard to the certain Chinese laws and the kill switch. Where I'm more concerned is that companies who have ownership of the Chinese government, that means government officials that sit on the board, that have operations in mainland China where they have to submit to inspections, that kind of thing. So I'm less concerned about Apple as I am for equipment that's actually made by a Chinese state-owned company. Now, let's keep in mind here on a positive note, we're coming up on a one-year ban on Huawei. And I think this has been one of the very successful Trump administration policies where we have excluded this company from America's 5G networks. We're still at the forefront. It has not hurt the U.S. at all. We don't have to have that dangerous equipment in the network. And by the way, American companies can supply. They're providing various pieces as well as non-Chinese companies. So that ban of that particular brand hasn't hurt the U.S. at all. And it's also winning hearts and minds that we don't need to do business with this country.
Well, clearly, I think that has become a big takeaway of all of this. Roslyn Layton here. And the reason is, Roslyn, I mean, let's be honest. When our supply chains for life-saving medications run through China, when boatloads of masks, when the biggest mask manufacturing plant in the world is owned by 3M, and it's in China, and they take over it, does the Communist Party at the beginning of this pandemic denying Americans the supplies that we need made by an American company, but they set up shop in China, the takeaway is going to be we need to have a lot more made in America labels, whether it's on computers or surgical masks, or pick your product. Cheap televisions are not a good trade for a pandemic, are they?
No, this is what we've learned. Security's worth paying for. And we had a wave, you know, this was following the whole dot-com era. It was all, we just threw national security out the window. It was all about outsource everything. Well, we didn't consider the risks of that. Now, a lot of Americans took a hit, lost jobs, and so forth. But now, you know, we have reinventing ourselves, and we'll come out of this crisis as well. We realize there's production we can do in the U.S. In fact, we have to do in the U.S. for our own safety, for our own security, and even it makes sense to do it economically. The supply chain is too long if you have to wait months to get the equipment or the tests or the masks or whatever, and you cannot confirm the safety, the materials, and so on.
Correct.
And I would say this is something now, as we've talked about in our report, at the state level, and I really feel for a lot of these procurement officers. They have a tough job because the federal government doesn't give anyone very good information about threats. We have a national vulnerabilities database. Good luck trying to make sense of that. There are so many dangerous products out there, but that never gets translated to the Best Buy.
Like for the FDA and so forth, allowing drugs to come in that do not meet our standards from China, from India, elsewhere, and then say, well, we've got to let them in anyway because we've put ourselves in a situation of no alternative. Roslyn, I got to leave it there, unfortunately, but we will keep our eye on it. We will build in America. We will rebuild. That I can assure you, and we're going to do it differently. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
There you have it. ChinaTechThreat.com. You can find out more. ChinaTechThreat.com. Find out more about what Roslyn Layton is doing. This is the No Panic Zone. We will identify the problem. We will smash it like a bug. We will figure it out, and we will do it together. That's why we call it the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.